Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The SEC Diesel, they say it. It's on their website. It just means more. And they did their schedule release last night for the 2025 season.
Already?
Already. Here we are.
Is it normal for them to be doing schedule releases this early?
I think so. December. God. Oh, by the way, I do want to give a shout out on the stream. One of our Tolos, JB. Shout out to JB's daughter who just got accepted into Clemson.
Oh, congratulations.
How about that? Congratulations to her, JB. And again, I said on the stream, Madcraft, I think, is going to buy dinner tonight for everybody. So dinner on Mad.
Well, is it on JB or is it on JD? Because his Clemson Red Devils just won a state title.
JD's Clemson. That's right. Congrats, JD. Congrats to JB's daughter and DB.
Where's our JC?
What is the two letters in here? I mean, the two-letter nicknames are killing us in the stream, aren't they?
Somebody change their handle to FO.
Or, yeah. All right.
It's a good idea to leave that one alone.
Leave it alone. Tolo 71307 is the way you can get in touch with the show. Start your text with the word fan. Phone lines are also open during this segment, 844-326-3663. Diesel, the SEC schedule reveal. Let's start with the Gamecocks. We talked about it in the 3 o'clock hour, but we will revisit that to start the segment. South Carolina in conference will host Vandy, travel to Missouri, host Kentucky, at LSU, host Oklahoma, host Bama. They'll go to Ole Miss, to A&M, and that will round out their schedule. Pretty much the exact same from this year, just flip-flopped, if you want to use the old flip-flop analogy. Pretty much same schedule, but you know, a few different out-of-conference. They have Virginia Tech, South Carolina State, Coastal, and, of course, Clemson at the end of the season.
Any chance Virginia Tech gives them a game? Any chance?
You know, it's tough to say. Here's the biggest problem. I can go through and predict in my head and in your head what South Carolina will do. The problem is we don't know what they'll look like from a running back standpoint, from a rushing attack standpoint, from a ground attack. That's my concern. I don't know if I'll have them going 10-3 next year like they have the possibility of doing. They've already won 9. If they beat Illinois, it'll be 10 wins. But Diesel, I think Virginia Tech, I think you said it earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, they've got a good chance to go 4-0 again, and Clemson being at home, obviously a little bit of an advantage there. But I don't know. Do you like these schedules just being flipped from one year to the next?
I mean, I guess I'm okay with it because you want to be able to travel to destinations, yeah, on the other side of the conference that you normally wouldn't have played, traveling to Oklahoma, I guess. Next year or the following year after that, you probably have Texas cycle on to your schedule. I want to know, Cole, like who's cycling off and who's cycling back on? Because, man, if you're gonna wipe this slate clean and just say, all right, we're gonna add Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, who else out, like Texas?
So that's who they don't have. They don't have Tennessee. They don't have Georgia. They don't have how many teams from the SEC?
There's 16 in the SEC. That's 8 conference games. If you wipe the slate clean and put on 8 new teams, the other eight that you don't play. Right?
God, there's 8 more that they don't play? Yeah.
It would be, like I said, Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi State.
I'm bad at this.
I'm blanking on the other 3.
I'm bad at this.
Who am I missing?
Are you only lacking 3?
Yeah, I've got 4. No, I'm missing 4.
Oh, my gosh.
Who
okay,
else
hold
am
on
I missing?
Minute. Did you say Vandy?
You can't include yourself, so there's 15 besides you.
Auburn?
Auburn?
Florida? Did you say Florida?
I said Florida.
Did you say, you said Texas? You said Georgia?
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. You said Mississippi State.
Maybe the math ain't math in here.
Matt, we're terrible at math. This is going to drive me crazy. I don't know why I'm struggling with my math here. I'm Googling
SEC membership.
Yeah, the full list. So, Alabama. Wait, was that who we missed? No, Alabama's on the schedule.
They're on the schedule.
They're on the schedule. Arkansas.
Ah, there you go.
The Razorback. How could you forget Sam Pittman?
Forget about the Razorbacks.
So you're right. It was four, right?
Yeah.
So they don't play.
Include yourself. So that's
right.
Three.
That's right. So in the current schedule, they don't play Arkansas. They don't play Auburn.
So there'd have to be at least one repeat to make out a full 8-game schedule.
They don't play Florida.
At least one. Probably, I guess, two.
I cannot. I'm telling you for the life of me, I don't like the divisionless conferences. South Carolina Diesel should always play Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee. I don't like this. They're not playing either one of them.
Greg Sankey wasn't listening to the show that day when I said this is a bad idea.
Stupid.
This is a bad idea. Like, why would I want to play Mississippi State more but play Tennessee less?
Yeah.
Why would I want to play Arkansas more but Florida less?
I can't get that. I don't understand that at all. So, again,
we had the conversation the other day. What if you, because the SEC is so hard, and because playing an 8-game schedule in the SEC, it is unlikely that you are going to finish, for most teams, you're going to finish with fewer than 2 losses.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to have 2 built in. Maybe somebody goes on a run and has an epic season, loses one or goes undefeated. But even in playoff contention, you're going to have a lot of 2-loss teams in there. With the regular season being so hard, I don't think the answer is to shift to 9 conference games. I think the answer is to switch to 7. It's to reduce to 7 conference games, and then you get one more out-of-conference opportunity. And, hey, if you want to use it to boost your strength of schedule because you don't feel like you got a very strong one, that I guess I'm sure there's somebody in the offices saying, hey, just so you know, 3 years from now, here's going to be your opponents.
Yeah.
And they could look at that and say, okay, well, we need to add somebody tough out of conference, or we can take a week off and add Mercer.
It just still doesn't feel right. It doesn't. It's going to take me a long time adjusting to South Carolina not playing Florida, Tennessee, and Georgia. Auburn, every other, you know, they'd play them. They'd mix them in from the West. All right, here's a fun game. A way too early, as of December the 12th, prediction on what they go in 2025.
Yep.
August 31st, is this in Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Mm-hmm.
I don't think attendance at that game is going to be particularly strong.
I think Gamecock fans will.
Gamecocks will be there. Show up. I don't think Virginia Tech will. So
no, I don't either.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Does Virginia Tech have a good? I mean, are they a traveling? I don't know. I don't know that they're much of a. I mean, from Blacksburg to Atlanta,
it's hard to judge it when you're talking about only seeing them play at Clemson because they only give them a small allotment of tickets.
That's
they
true.
They don't give them a ton, right? So it's hard to say. I don't know. I haven't seen, you know, just very informal polling, driving around looking for Virginia Tech stickers, car flags, that kind of thing.
You don't see them.
I don't see very many of them. I mean,
random
occasionally
guess,
you will.
How far do you think it is from Blacksburg, Virginia to Atlanta, Georgia?
Blacksburg to Atlanta, hours or miles?
Both.
I'm going to say that's about a 4.5-hour drive, which it's through the mountains a little bit.
So I'll tell you this. It's 6 hours and 42
Ooh,
minutes.
That's not a short drive.
No, that's almost too long of a drive to drive. I mean, really.
Yeah, but what kind of regional airstrip are you going to?
410 miles.
What kind of regional airstrip they have over there in Western Virginia that you're going to hop on a plane? I mean, I don't even know how you fly down there. That's kind of a pain. Kind of sucks being up there in the middle of nowhere. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson talking about the South Carolina 2025 schedule. Doing a little prediction, early prediction.
So we'll do a little early prediction. Let's go to the phones first before we do a little early prediction. Mark, good friend of mine, wants to jump in and talk about the divisions or the divisionless conference. Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I think you ought to go back to 18 divisions. Then you play your 7 teams in the East and the West, and then you play one out of your you know, if you're in the East, you play one out of in the West,
yeah,
and then that don't count towards your standings in the conference.
I can see it being used as a tiebreaker, but right. As far as conference standings go, and hey, all you got to do is win your division, and you're going to the SEC title game.
Yeah, I don't like that. The top two play for the championship.
I don't either. I just said it's going to take me, Mark, a long time to get used to South Carolina not playing Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia every single season. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at the schedule that just came out, and you got them not playing four of the pretty good teams that they could lose to.
Sure.
And I'm going to make a prediction for them. The best I think they can do next year will be 10-2, worse, maybe 8-4, with what they got, who they got to play with.
Yeah.
And
where do you see those four losses coming from, Mark? You got
LSU.
Yep.
Alabama. Who's the other team?
You got Ole Miss on the road, A&M on the road.
Ole Miss, yeah, and A&M.
Okay.
Yep.
So he's calling it way early. He's calling a Clemson win at home in Columbia.
Yep.
All right. Okay, yep. That's bold prediction. Appreciate you. Thanks. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. We got calls coming in fast and furious now that we're talking South Carolina Gamecock football in 2025.
Yeah, and by the way, thanks, Mark. Sorry I had to answer the phone. So I could, what did he? Who was his fourth loss?
His fourth was A&M.
Gotcha.
So he's got A&M on the road, loss. Ole Miss on the road, loss. Alabama at home, LSU on the road.
Really?
This is four losses.
Well, you know what? I mean, I could see that. Hopefully it's not, right? I mean, again, for me, it all comes down to how do you replace Rocket Sanders. Angela wants to chime in on the renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. She wanted to comment when we were having the conversation about the Virginia Tech fans. How are you, Angela?
I'm great. This is a hokey calling.
Wow. They are out there.
Yes, they are. We travel very well, so we'll be excited to play South Carolina. So I think more will come than you think. And we do have an airstrip at Tech, and then there's also an airport. So we're not totally...
Hey, Angela, I've heard all the jokes. I went to App State. They say the same jokes. You need a Sherpa and some climbing gear to get there. So I know all about it.
Angela, how many are you? Let me ask you this. You live in the upstate here, I would assume?
I do.
How many Virginia Tech fans do you – I mean, are there a bunch of Virginia Tech fans out there here in the upstate?
If there are, I don't know where they are. because, I mean, it's so dominated by Clemson.
Yeah.
So, which is – but anyway,
yeah. Angela, if you were you being a Virginia Tech Hokie, how would you make a call to other Virginia Tech Hokies? Do you have like a turkey call that you can do for us to maybe call out some other Hokie fans?
Turkey call, go.
Angela, we
appreciate you being a good sport.
That's right. Appreciate you listening to the show as well as thanks for the call. I didn't look at there. There's one Virginia Tech fan that we found.
That's going on a promo. It's got to. And we had Cocky for a reason.
Throwing his out rooster. That's true. That's two
earlier
bird
in the show.
And JD howling.
JD was howling.
Yeah, something's in the water today.
It's a day today, man.
Something is in the water. So how about that? Angela is a Virginia Tech fan. She said she is now a resident. So it sounded like she moved here from somewhere else, maybe up there. But again, it's just one of those fan bases you don't like. We have so many Ohio State fans that have moved from Ohio down, in North Carolina, Charlotte area, South Carolina. We hear from Tolo Steve, Buckeye Mike, the list goes on and on. So we hear from these large fan bases, from Ohio State fans and all these other fan bases, but Virginia Tech, it's just weird. When you get into the ACC, you don't really start having the fan bases here as much, other than Angela, like she said, the Clemson fan base, because obviously it's in the same state.
I asked Google because Google knows all. 53% of Virginia Tech alumni live in Virginia. I would assume a very large portion of them live in the D.C. metro area. North Carolina has the second largest population with a lot of tech graduates. I'm sure a lot of them are headed towards Raleigh and towards Charlotte. And then Maryland is number three. And I assume that incorporates a lot of the greater D.C. metro area. So, yeah, I realize you can hop on a plane. You don't have to walk barefoot all the way down from Blacksburg.
That's still a long way, though.
Yeah.
I mean, for a drive. I mean, I didn't realize it was six and a half hours. Mark let me know that Brian Lane, the football coach at Westside, who's playing for a state championship tomorrow, he's a Virginia Tech Hokie because his son plays there.
Oh, about that.
So he goes from Anderson. He was on TV a couple of weeks ago. He goes from Anderson, where he lives, all the way to Virginia Tech, just about, what, 5 or 6 weekends of the season. So not many Virginia Tech fans, but good to hear from those that are. All right, we will run to a break. Final segment up next, Diesel.
That's right. It's on the other side.